Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Add insult to injury. Eureka authorities have recovered checks stolen from the St. Bernard Church collection. The cash is still missing. Father Lorne Allen told parishioners that the collection taken during Mass had been kept in the sacristy behind the altar a week ago. Checks were recovered, but the cash is missing. Eureka police are investigating. It's been just 2 months since the beating death of the pastor there, Father Eric Freed. A disturbance call that prompted a response from a sheriff's deputy ended up with two men with life-threatening injuries and an investigation by the CHP. On Saturday, he was called out to a rural property at the east of Ball Hills Road. As the deputy was arriving on scene, he saw a motorcycle ridden by a 48-year-old Hoopa resident, Thomas Blake, being chased by a pickup truck driven by Jake Grossman Christ with a passenger, Tyler Knight, in the bed of the truck. As Blake slowed down his motorcycle to take a curve in Bald Hills Road, Grossman Christ hit his back tire, sending both the bike and the truck off the road and into the trees. Blake was ejected from the motorcycle and suffered major injuries, and Knight was thrown from the bed of the pickup and suffered major injuries as well, while Grossman Christ refused medical treatment at the scene. No arrests were made, and the incident remains under investigation. On Friday, the Eureka Police Department unveiled its most wanted list in an effort to get public notice for criminals suspected of committing property crimes in the city. With a proportionally high property crime rate, arresting those wanted for committing crimes is a top priority, and within 24 hours it had paid dividends. By Saturday afternoon, four of the suspects featured on the wanted poster were in custody, joining two others who were arrested earlier this last week. All four suspects, Megan Carboneau, Casey Dean, Amber Welch, and Eleanor Gonzalez, were wanted on burglary and theft charges or for warrants. Four persons on the most wanted list remain at large: Daniel Scott Hardy, Jason Lynn, Josh Burbank, and Michael Ritzy. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. And Eureka police also arrested two men who, although not featured on the most wanted poster, were wanted nonetheless. Early Saturday morning, Eureka police responded to a burglar alarm at Big Louie's Pizza and found evidence that forced entry to the building had been made. Officers were able to get a description of the suspect and later found 26-year-old Arcata resident Dylan Jackson a few blocks away. Jackson was found in possession of items believed to have been stolen from Big Louie's and was arrested and booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai. And Northwood Hyundai, Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News. And now here's Dan Squires with Our Community.
In this month's Our Community News, we take a look at the impact that public infrastructure, everything from roads and docks to water and electrical service, have had in communities in our region. From southern Oregon south through Del Norte, Trinity, and Humboldt counties, loggers, fishermen, dairymen, gold miners, and farmers built and sustained their industries, and it took ships and rail cars and roads and trails to do so. The modern versions of our communities bear little resemblance to their 19th and early 20th century forebears, primarily because the core industries that were used to build communities in the region have fallen off, particularly logging and fishing. But modern communities have a need for infrastructure as well, and while we may need far fewer logging roads and sloughs, reliable and redundant internet connections, reliable air service, and safe, passable roads are as key to modern prosperity as a Dole beer engine was 100 years ago. Infrastructure, the key to economic stability in our communities.
And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.